This guided sitting meditation is a chance for you to take a seat right here in the middle of your life. By practicing this, you are intentionally bringing yourself into a direct and intimate relationship with the present moment and what is arising in it for you, and doing your best to be with it as an impartial observer without judgment as much as possible. This is a time when you may put aside the process of more or less constant doing that is so often a part of our busy lives and simply practice non-doing, being. It is best to do this in a quiet and comfortable place where you can be alone and uninterrupted, setting aside a regular time and bringing a sense of kindness and caring for yourself, nourishing yourself by being with yourself exactly as you are, open to what is happening in this moment. So sitting now in an erect and dignified position, spine straight, embodying confidence, alertness, head balanced on top of the spine and chin slightly tucked, eyes closed if that's comfortable for you, or having a soft focus a few feet in front. Feeling the chair or cushion beneath you, supporting you. Feeling gravity holding you, grounded by the earth, but having a sense of upliftedness. And allowing the body to become still. And now simply noticing you are breathing. Simply noticing how breathing feels. Bringing attention to the breath at that place where you notice it the most vividly. It could be the nostrils. Perhaps noticing a coolness or a warmth as the breath flows in and out of the nose. Or noticing the breath in the chest and the gentle expansion and contraction of the chest with each in-breath and each out-breath. Or perhaps feeling the breath in the abdomen and the belly rising slightly with the in-breath and falling slightly with the out-breath. Or wherever you notice the breath most vividly for you, and allowing the breathing to find its own natural rhythm. Feeling the flow of the breath in the body, not thinking about breathing, not manipulating the breath in any way, just letting the body breathe itself, aware of each breath from the very beginning of the in-breath to the very end of the in-breath, and from the very beginning of the out-breath to the very end of the out-breath. You may be noticing that the mind wanders away from the breath at times, lost in a fantasy or a memory, thinking about the recent or remote past, planning in the future, worrying, distracted by a sound or a smell or a bodily sensation or some other emotion. And when you notice that this has happened, just noticing where the attention has gone, and then patiently, kindly, but firmly escorting the awareness back to the breath. Each time the mind wanders is a chance to begin again, re-establishing the attention at the breath. The breath being a place where you can anchor yourself, a place to rest, knowing you can return here again and again anytime you wish. So breathing, being with breathing, being with the in-breath as you breathe in, and the out-breath as you breathe out, and working with the wandering mind, gently but firmly. If you like, imagining you are surfing the waves of the breath, following the full inhalation and surfing the full exhalation. Each breath different than the one before or the one after. So as we sit here, following the breath in the body, riding the waves of the in-breath and the out-breath in its own natural rhythm. We can notice that the field of awareness is able to expand and include an awareness of the body as a whole. Feeling the breath move in and out of the body, perhaps noticing the effects of gravity on the body as well, a pressure on the buttocks, on the seat, contact of the feet against the cushion or the floor, pressure from hands in the lap, or a warmth where they may contact the body. Fully aware of bodily sensations, all the while keeping the awareness of the breath in the background, much like changing the focus of a spotlight on a stage. So resting here now in awareness of the body and its sensations as a whole for these next few moments. Continuing to work with the wandering mind, without judgment, without criticism or commentary, gently escorting it back to the focus of awareness each time it wanders off. At times, strong sensations may dominate your attention. It may be difficult to focus on the body as a whole, or wherever we have placed the focus of awareness in that moment. There could be feelings of discomfort or irritation, pain, pulling, tightness, tension, tingling, throbbing, or whatever may arise. You can work with this in one of two ways. You can either bring the intention to change positions and then slowly, mindfully adjusting your posture and resettling yourself, returning the focus back to the body as a whole in this moment. Or you can choose to stay with the strong sensations, seeing if you can bring awareness to their exact location, the quality, the texture, directly bringing the awareness into the sensation itself, breathing into it and out of it, without trying to change it, simply opening to it, allowing it to be there, softening, exploring. Does the sensation change as you bring attention to it? Is it intensifying, lingering, or perhaps fading away? And when it feels right, shifting the awareness once again and coming back to the body as a whole. And now, broadening the focus of the awareness once more, this time to feature sound at center stage, all the while keeping the breath and the body as a whole in the background. Not looking for sounds, but simply allowing the sound to come to you. These sound waves to travel through the air, arrive at your ears, and send your brain a signal which you become aware of as sound. So not identifying the sounds, or labeling them, or thinking about them, but just being aware of the actual sound itself. They may be sounds coming from your body, sounds of the breath, sounds from the room, perhaps sounds from outside the room. And now seeing if you can hold this as the main focus of your awareness for the next few moments. And as you sit here with the awareness focused on sound, you may notice the mind's tendency to want to judge the sounds as noise or pleasant. And just noticing when this happens, or if the mind wanders off to other thoughts or bodily sensations, or wherever it may go, just gently but firmly bringing it back to sound, all the while keeping the body as a whole and the breath in the background. And now, if you like, broadening the focus of awareness one more time to include thoughts and emotions in the awareness. Seeing thoughts and feelings now not as distractions, but rather bringing your awareness to the thinking process itself. Noticing how thoughts and feelings arise, stay briefly, or for a more extended period, and then dissolve, having a beginning, a middle, and an end. So not getting lost in the content of the thoughts or feelings, but allowing thoughts and emotions to be in the foreground of the awareness with sound, body sensations, and the breath in the background. Noticing thoughts. They may be about anything, about the past, whether recent or remote, about the future, planning or daydreaming. If you get carried away in the current of thinking, coming back to observing thoughts as separate elements that come and go. thoughts moving through an open and spacious mind. If you like, you can imagine them like clouds in a sky, the sky of the awareness, and the thoughts and feelings are like clouds that come and go and change. And noticing also that emotions arise in the body and mind. Perhaps a frustration, restlessness, peacefulness or sadness, a joy, a fear. Bringing attention to emotion, to the mood state. What is here for you right now? Noticing where in the body certain emotions seem to live. Exploring emotion. Noticing how what is here may be wanted or unwanted. How there may be a tendency to cling to emotion judged as pleasant and to struggle with others judged negatively, like sadness or fear. So being with thoughts and emotions as they come and go in the sky of awareness. And if at any point you find your thoughts or emotions overwhelming, knowing you can return to the breath as a safe harbor and staying here as long as necessary, venturing out again when you're ready. And now, if you like, broadening the focus of awareness into a choiceless awareness, not choosing to bring your attention to anything in particular, simply sitting here, fully aware of whatever is presenting itself to you in each moment. If sound arises, allowing sound to be the center of attention. If body sensations arise, letting that be the center of your attention. Until the next arising, which may be another body sensation, or a thought about the body sensation, or an emotion. At one moment, the breath may be predominant, and then perhaps sound might be most predominant. Simply dwelling with an open awareness, attending to whatever arises. At any point, if you feel lost or overwhelmed, you can return to the breath as your anchor, as a place to rest and center yourself, opening up once again to the choiceless awareness if and when you're ready, knowing that you are caring for yourself, listening to your own inner wisdom. Sitting in stillness with whatever comes and goes, being present with it all, being here now, open to the totality of your experience, being fully human. And now, when you're ready, bringing the focus of awareness back to the body and the breath in the body, following the natural rhythm of the breath for these next few moments. And as this meditation session comes to a close, realizing that by practicing mindfulness, you are intentionally deepening your ability to be fully present in your daily life. If it feels right, perhaps congratulating yourself for having taken this time and energy to nourish and care for yourself, remembering that practicing in this way helps create access to a wider, deeper, more open way of being in your life, in which you can see more clearly and make more conscious choices for health, well-being, and freedom.